Welcome to God and Country Radio, where Perron discusses current political, social, prophetic events in the life of Scripture. History is his story. God's hand in human events must be told. Psalm 102:15, so the nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all of the kings of the earth your glory. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. Well, the story of the election continues. And for this week's program, I have a word for those patriots who are discouraged by the election results. This is kind of the question and the answer in Psalm 42, verse 5. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God. We're hearing some real discouragement on the part of many Trump supporters. Biden is laying out his cabinet and his plans for the next administration, and it will be radical leftism. Now, it could be that this discouragement over the possibility of Trump's loss is that his supporters have put too much hope in Trump. People by nature often get caught up in following men, the cult of personality. Hence, we get this instruction in Psalm 146:3. Do not trust in princes, in mortal men, in whom there's no salvation. As soon as we start looking to and trusting a political leader rather than God, God will make sure that political leader will be the first to fail and disappear. But much of this discouragement can be legitimate discouragement. It is right to rejoice in a win for a righteous administration and to groan over a win for an evil administration. Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people mourn. The prophet Ezekiel also points out that this discouragement of the righteous is another sin of the wicked. Ezekiel 13:22, I will deliver my people from your hands because you disheartened the righteous with falsehood, when I did not cause him grief. So there is godly sorrow and worldly sorrow. Godly grief, worldly grief. The worldly grief is when we put our hopes in men. But I want to address the legitimate godly grief when evil prevails in the land. Ezekiel 9:4, the grief of those who sigh and mourn over the abominations which are being committed in the city. The grief when wicked kings ruled over ancient Israel, or in the early church, when there was a Caesar who persecuted the church, or even when the people chose Barabbas over Christ. We do grieve when evil gets the upper hand and reigns. Now, if you're a first-time listener to this program, you might think this sure is partisan. That I'm saying the Democratic Party is the reign of evil and the Republican Party is the reign of righteousness. But I've explained this many times on this program. There is no moral equivalency between the two parties. On the political left, there's not only the legalization of, but the promotion of infanticide, women murdering their babies in their womb. And on the political left, there's the promotion of homosexuality and gender choice. And don't tell me that the left makes up for all this by being righteous in welcoming the immigrants, by providing free health care for the poor, by being anti-racist, by stopping global warming. Because under the Trump administration, America has been naturalizing 1 million new citizens every year, more than the Obama administration. And Trump's border wall is preventing human trafficking and drugs. And we've had Medicare for the poor for the last 40 years. And Republicans are not racist any more than Democrats. The Democrat Party was the party of slavery and Jim Crow laws. And CO2 is not a pollutant. It's fertilizer for plants. The world is not going to come to an end because there is a minute increase of CO2 in the atmosphere. So this so-called social justice on the left is really the same thing as their push for abortion and sexual freedom. It's nothing more than a promotion of lawlessness, the removal of personal accountability, the buying of votes, irrational fear, and the worship of nature. So I'm sorry I have to stop and say all this again. But whenever I do a program that implies that a certain political party is more righteous, I need to explain that premise to new listeners. So this is why I'm saying the defeat of the current administration is a discouragement to the Christian community. Yes, the Republican administration is not perfect, but it is holding on to many principles of biblical law. But why are we in despair? Psalm 42, hope in God. These are times that try men's souls, or rather test our faith. This is what faith in God's promises is all about. Do we not believe? Have we forgotten Psalm 37? Do not fret because of evildoers. Verse 2, they will wither quickly like the grass. Verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil doing, like unnecessary protests. Verse 9, for evildoers will be cut off. Verse 10, yet a little while and the wicked man will be no more. And you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there. Verse 13, the Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. Verse 15, their sword will enter their own heart, and their bows will be broken. Or how about Proverbs chapter 3? Verse 25, do not be afraid of sudden fear, nor of the onslaught of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence, and will keep your feet from being caught. Verse 33, the curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the righteous. Also Psalm 92, the senseless man doesn't understand this, that when the wicked sprout up like grass, and all who do iniquity flourish, it's only that they might be destroyed forevermore. Remember that principle. God first exposes evil, God lets evil reign before he destroys it. Psalm 92, 5, but you, O Lord, are on high forever. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies will perish. All who do iniquity will be scattered. You know, it's now time for us to believe those scriptures, to apply those scriptures. We always win in the end. And if you do not believe, you will perish. Isaiah 7, 9. I'm halfway through reading Uncle Tom's Cabin. It's filled with so many good lessons. Uncle Tom is the Christ figure in the story, suffering unjustly. And as his fellow slaves are experiencing all sorts of injustice, many of them are doubting that a God of justice exists. For how could God look upon their suffering without coming to their aid? One black slave woman in the story commits suicide to escape from suffering. Uncle Tom continues to encourage his peers to keep believing, to keep trusting God. But little did Uncle Tom know, or these other slaves, or even Harriet Beecher Stowe know when she wrote this book in 1852, that in just 8 years, Judgment Day would come. The Civil War, 618,000 Americans would die in a total population of the United States of only 31 million. In the words of Lincoln, every drop of blood drawn with the lash, the whipping of slaves, would be paid for by the blood of the sword in the Civil War. In 8 short years, those slave-holding plantation owners would go bankrupt. Their wealth would be burned to the ground. The families of slaves reunited. God did hear their prayer. They were vindicated in the end. God saves those who call upon him. The wicked do not prosper. How would we think different right now if we saw the future and we saw Judgment Day coming upon America? Where evil people are punished, the wealth of the elitists disappear, the evil ideology of Satan is discredited. Well, we don't have to see the future. We just need to believe what the scripture says about the future. Psalm 34:10, evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. Isaiah 32, behold, a king will reign righteously. Then the eyes of those who see will not be blinded, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind of the hasty will discern the truth, and the tongue of the stammerer will hasten to speak clearly. No longer will the fool be called noble, or the rogue be spoken of as generous. Or how about Isaiah chapter 54, 17? No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that accuses you in judgment you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. So fear not. Righteousness will always triumph over evil. And you know, it doesn't simply wait until one final day of judgment. Be assured that evil is discredited and rebuked all along the way through life. Not a day goes by without evil people having to kick against the goads. They're constantly having to cover up the terrible consequences of their false ideology. They daily reap the corruption they have sown. Hosea 4, the swearing, the deception, the murder, the stealing, the adultery, the violence, the bloodshed. Jeremiah 9, the proceeding from one evil to the next evil. The wicked are always having to tell the public, there's nothing to see here, look the other way. Because they're always reaping corruption. So, here's the evil that's going to be exposed and judged over the next few weeks. The news item that's going to explode and really be the good outcome of this current election. You know, the left thought that this election would be their vindication, but as usual, it becomes their indictment and discrediting. And the revelation is this. Unprincipled, ungodly people may have rigged this election. And they may have been rigging elections for years. This is so outrageous that the public has refused to believe this. The CIA, the FBI has ignored complaints about election corruption for years. But it seems as though America is soon going to discover the evil that's lurking in the darkness, that all men are liars, that lies, not truth, prevail in the land. And is this not one of the amazing marks of the Trump administration? This constant exposing of evil. Because when you drain the swamp, you see all of the creepy crawlers that were in the swamp. Since the Trump administration, the public has finally discovered how the press is a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. And we've discovered also how many politicians will promote and believe outrageous lies to undermine their opponents. This whole movement to undermine American values, the American founding, America itself is being exposed through the riots, through the agenda of BLM, through the 1619 Project, the cancel culture, Marxist critical theory, globalism. So we can be sure of one thing. God is so moved in these political events over the last few years, at the very least, to show his people the Antichrist spirit pervading this world. This is God's education to mature us and to save a few more lost souls by the exposing of Satan's agenda. So here's the story. At least 30 states use Dominion voting machines and software called Smartmatic. Cindy Powell, one of the leading lawyers on the Trump team, has sworn affidavits by insiders who say that the software was designed to and has been used for rigging elections. Not just in America, but in other countries. These voting machines are not secure. The data can be manipulated off-site. Quote, the shutting down of the voting system for a time, like we saw on election night in Georgia, Michigan, is the same play that happens in other countries when the votes get manipulated. Powell says she has evidence that fake votes were uploaded multiple times into Michigan. And in these affidavits, these whistleblowing programmers say this software can wipe away or switch votes. People who control the software can watch votes in real time and shift votes in real time. The state of Texas refused to use Dominion machines and software when they discovered that it isn't secure. And Cindy Powell says that the states that bought Dominion products should be investigated for criminal behavior. There's even evidence of kickbacks given to politicians buying Dominion products. And Peter Neffinger, who is on the board of Dominion, is actually part of Biden's transition team. Rudy Giuliani is calling for national security investigation of Dominion. Now, Cindy Powell is not one of these crazy conspiracy theorists. She's just a level-headed mainstream lawyer. And yet she's claiming Trump won by millions of votes, but they were shifted to Biden by software designed for that purpose. Powell was being interviewed by Maria Bartiromona on Fox News, and even Bartiromona was shocked. She asked Powell if she could prove this, and Powell said she has plenty of evidence and it's building, and that she would not say anything that she could not prove. Now, personally, for what it's worth, I've always had questions concerning the legitimacy of these voting machines. I mean, once our vote is turned into a digital signal, zeros or ones on some hard drive, it's just so easy to be manipulated by a programmer. I've never trusted modern voting machines. They're designed to invite fraud. I mean, who in their right mind would have ever implemented such a system? What we need is a printer connected to every voting machine that prints out a paper ballot result. The voter gets to check the printout, and the voter gets a receipt of the printout. And then the printout is put in a separate bin guarded by police and poll watchers. The paper record is kept completely separate from the computer record. The computer is simply for a faster tabulation. But the paper record is really the evidence. But amazingly, our civic leaders don't see the obvious. Maybe because they're corrupt themselves, or they just naively believe the system. So imagine what's going to happen if all this turns out to be true. Dominion insiders who controlled the software manipulated the vote. Well, that's going to be a major upheaval in America. The election results are going to have to be going to the Supreme Court. We might need another election. And people are never going to trust the government or the deep state again. And all that's going to be a good thing. Because the whole basis for leftism is that the citizenship needs to surrender their rights to the government and to trust government to take care of them. So at the very least, we can learn from all this. The point I made last week, Psalm 116, all men are liars, and Romans chapter 3, with their tongues they keep deceiving. Now, when this story broke out, immediately the media on the left began to deny the possibility of voter fraud, as if they know for sure. New York Times article, no Dominion voting machines did not delete Trump votes. PolitiFact.com, no evidence Dominion voting systems caused widespread tabulation errors that flipped votes for Biden. This was all the response to Trump's tweets last week, where Trump tweeted out that Dominion voting machines deleted 2.7 million votes for Trump nationwide. Also, to counter Trump's tweets, a group of top cybersecurity officials said in a statement Thursday that the November 3rd election was the most secure in American history. Well, the first rule in writing and speaking is to never use superlatives. The committee, which was composed of members from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, counter President Trump's claim of voter fraud. So how do they know this for sure? Especially when other people who actually do the programming are testifying that the numbers in the computer can be changed very easily. Here's an interesting story. Republican Congressman Denver Ringelman from Virginia, Quote, Trump and his followers are on a crazy train with unhinged election conspiracies. Well, Riegelman won't be going back to Congress in January. After his support of gay marriage, he lost in the primary to a more conservative Republican, Bob Good. But isn't it interesting how your moral worldview affects how you trust or don't trust the government and the election process? So by way of conclusion, were you depressed and discouraged by election results? Well, what were you thinking? That Satan had given up dominion over the earth? That all men were suddenly angels? That there's going to be some sort of post-millennialism where all the nations are going to turn to Christ? No, the Bible says evil men and seducers will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy 3. And so the battle continues. There's a Scottish poem circulating on the internet, a quote by Reagan when he lost his first primary in his run for the presidency. Quote, I will lay me down and bleed a while, then I will rise and fight again. That's something good to remember because we're going to be fighting the good fight of faith until the Lord returns. Trump may be president, Trump may not be president, but God's purposes in exposing evil will be done. Psalm chapter 9, God will not let man prevail. The nations will be judged before him. He will put them in fear and make them know that they are but men. And besides, for us, our main citizenship, our nation, is the kingdom of Christ. Our main mission down here is not American politics, but recruiting people for the kingdom of Christ. Everything else is to be used as a tool to that end. And God is not interested in the deliverance of America, but simply in using America to save his people, to direct those who are to be saved into the kingdom of God. If a president who follows God's law will further that end, that man will be president. Or if the nation needs to learn the consequences of sin, God will allow a president, a foolish shepherd, who will drive the nation off the cliff. In either case, we win. Now, some listeners have asked me, what are we supposed to do? We feel so helpless. Well, if you're not called to be an investigative reporter or a political lawyer, or you're not called to audit the votes, there's not a whole lot we can do. Now, we can post on social media. We can spread information. But most important, we can pray. And that makes a huge impact. It's by our prayers that God raises up lawyers like Cindy Powell and organizations like Judicial Watch and the Family Policy Council and the Alliance Defending Freedom and other honest civil leaders who do so much for us behind the scenes. All we need to do is serve God in our calling 100% to the best of our ability, and pray that righteousness is exalted in the land. And with that, I'm going to close. You've been listening to God and Country Radio with your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship. The website to listen to this program again is godandcountryradio.org. The YouTube channel for the video version of this program is God and Country Biblical Exposition. I also have posted on my YouTube channel a 12-minute video expose of last week's rally against the pro-abortion New Jersey Reproduction Freedom Bill. Check that out. Subscribe, share, like, comment. And thank you for including God and Country as one small part of your discipleship in the Word. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we are so thankful for your hand of providence, exposing evil, convicting the hearts of men, protecting your people. Help us to have greater faith in the vindication of your people and the victory that has come and will come to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.